This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Good to be back. So we were talking about the Dodgers and the Astros. By the way, congratulations, Josh Hader, Hunter Brown, Jeremy Pena, all made the All-Star team. So congratulations to them. The Astros got three. I think we put the number at 3.5, I think, at some point. So they got three. They may get one or two more before it's all said and done, depending on which guys end up going and which guys don't. But three feels about right for this team,
I would say. Fromber's leading the league in several statistical categories, top three in many. And for whatever reason, even in the offseason reports sometimes, remember the one, I can't remember which noted baseball writer it was, but put Fromber on a tier of not even like in the second or third tier.
Yeah.
And tier one was pretty big.
Yeah.
It was I can't remember which term it was, but basically just said the tier one was guys that are rock solid. Elite, this is your guy or whatever it might be. And I feel like, because every time I watch an opposing broadcast, an opposing team's broadcast, they always bring up, he's liable to have a meltdown at some point. Like, man, that's really old stuff. He hasn't been that version of Fromber in a long time.
The weird thing about him making, I'll say this, the AL is pretty deep in quality starters right now. Yeah. So there's that. It's a snub, but it's not a snub that I'm going to get. Like if Hunter Brown hadn't made it, then I would have been upset over that. The weird thing about Fromber is he, oftentimes when guys who are borderline like that don't make it, you're like, well, he just needs to make one and then he'll get the benefit of the doubt. He's made a couple All-Star teams already. Like, he's got an All-Star reputation. He also has that other reputation that you're just talking about, Seth. So maybe that's why. I don't know. He didn't get off to a great start either. Like, he's been awesome for, like, the last month and a half. He didn't get off to a great start. So he's never had a point in this season up until recently where he's been among the league leaders in things like ERA and whatnot.
Yeah.
He was starting. He was unfortunately coming from a place where his ERA out the chute was like a 5 and whittling his way back down. But, man, but Hunter Brown, I mean, Seth, 14 months ago, he was the worst pitcher in baseball. He was literally the worst pitcher in baseball. And now you can make an argument he should be starting the All-Star game next week on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
He's got the best ERA in the American League. He's got the 5th best whip. You know, he's the 4th best in war. All of those. I overstated Fromber's statistical stuff, by the way. Yeah. It's been as of late. But it... Yeah, the fact that the Astros all had their guys make it as reserves, I like it that it's a little bit of a chip on the shoulder, Sean.
Yeah,
it's a little bit of a chip on the shoulder for a team that's had great success, but also is doing it in a very, maybe the most blue collar thing we've seen since 2015. And even 2015 wasn't all that blue collar either.
Mm-mm.
That was they hit a boatload of home runs that year.
Yeah.
That wasn't as scrappy a bunch as this bunch.
No.
And this team has a much better chance of making the playoffs, obviously, than the 2015.
Yeah, team. Yeah. No, they're in good shape, no doubt. Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Monday. Sticking with the Astros for a minute, this was the Astros broadcast on Friday as the Astros were just knocking the ball all over the yard. They had a 10-run inning in the game. And at one point, as Cam Smith blisters a ball to center field on a really nice breaking pitch, the Dodgers announce team, their broadcast team, this is the team, this is not Fox or anything, this is the Dodgers team. Oral Hershiser in particular is the voice you're going to hear most of here, Dodger legend, had this to say.
Hit hard to deep center field. Páez on the run. He'll turn and watch this one wedge itself in the bottom of the wall. And Cam Smith flying into second, anchoring there with another extra base hit for the Astros. Double homer double to open third against Asperius.
I don't want to open an old wound, but in some ways they're swinging at these breaking balls like they know when it's coming. I mean, that is not a bad pitch. It's really a very good pitch. Low and away, probably would have ended up by the ankles if it would have made it past the bat. That's the other thing that you analyze. You analyze your grip, your delivery, your glove position on different pitches. Am I giving something away?
Okay, so the best thing to do, Seth, on that cut probably would have been to pause it right after he said, it looks like they know what's coming.
Yeah.
Because I let him off the hook by, you can hear the rest of the 20 seconds after that. You can tell he's kind of leaning into maybe he's tipping his pitches, maybe he's this, maybe he's that. That cut, though, got a lot of run. He could have said that very thing about any MLB team, the whole thing, like with including like the where he's holding his glove and this and that, and nobody would have said a word. The mere fact that he said it looks like they know what's coming, even though Oral Hershiser went into kind of a non-trash can explanation, that got a ton of attention this weekend. That got Astro fans, a lot of them, kind of upset. How should we?
Hershiser was one of the biggest whiny nerds out there about it. Yeah. Okay. He was always very vocal about it. He wouldn't shut the hell up, like with a real anger and agitation about it.
Yeah. Okay, so he's got priors then. Oral Hershiser has priors.
Yeah, no. If you had asked me to guess which Dodgers media member was like this, it would have either been that one columnist who I despise,
Plashke,
or Oral Hershiser. Yeah, what's his name?
Bill Plashke.
Oh, that's right, Plashke. Yeah.
Plashke, that guy. he's been on Around the Horn a bunch. People know Plashke. Here's my thing. Like, I don't know. I know a lot of Astro fans still hear that stuff and they get angry about it and they go after Oral Hershiser on Twitter or whatever. I'm at the stage now where I'm like, we got him. They're tapping out. It's 5 years after the punishment, it's 8 years after the fact. If you're bringing it up now, you lost.
Right. No. And also, honestly, this is the thing that makes me the angriest, is I have to sit there and I'm watching the Fox broadcast on Saturday. They will not shut up about all the injuries that the Dodgers have right now. And then I was watching the highlights on YouTube this morning. Yeah. Yesterday, the Dodgers, oh no, they don't have Teoscar Hernandez because he got hit by a pitch today. Are we honestly talking about Teoscar Hernandez? You whiny bastards. You spend 50% more than the Astros do on your baseball team.
The Astros spend a lot.
Astros have the sixth highest payroll, but the Dodgers outpace everybody by such an extreme degree. You spend $120 million more on your payroll than the Astros do. Work harder.
Yeah.
Find better relievers that have to be starters. That Sheehan, who, damn it, looks like an emaciated Ed Sheeran enough that I have to consciously tell myself that's Sheehan. Not Ed Sheeran with his thyroid meds adjusted. That's Sheehan.
Sheehan.
Right. Okay. We're rolling out Gusto.
Yeah.
We're rolling out Colton Gordon. It doesn't matter.
No.
Just work harder. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have Yordan. We don't have half of our starting pitchers.
It is wild. Like the Astros minor league system has not had a great reputation just in terms of the quality of prospect for years now, because ever since they emptied it to go get Verlander and Gerrit Cole and Zach Greinke, it's been one of the, like, from a reputation standpoint, I'm not saying like they have a bad reputation for developing. They just haven't had a lot of what around Major League Baseball they would consider to be elite minor league talent. And you get a year like this where you're losing Yordan Alvarez, now you've lost Jeremy Pena, and you're piecing it together. You lose Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman in the offseason, and you lose for the second year in a row, you lose a bleep ton of pitchers. And it's almost like one of those things where, like, man, I don't really care what these ratings are saying, that they're 27th or that the, you know, you see, you read these trade deadline articles and they list the 10 guys that are going to be most likely to get traded, veteran guys in the MLB, and who are the teams they're most likely to go to. And every article, anytime the Astros get mentioned as a team that would might want one of those guys, it's like, but boy, their minor league system sure is depleted. And I'm like, man, for a depleted minor league system, they sure are doing a nice job of piecing together an upper tier rotation, a top tier bullpen, you know, and I know I know the bullpen is a lot of like journeyman types and things like that, but the part of finding a way is making sure that you at least got a few guys down on the farm that when you plug them into the 7 hole or the eight hole, they keep the train moving a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The smartest thing the Astros have done going back to Luno was, you know, the advantage of a guy like Luno, an outsider, is that you see a lot of things in the way baseball operates and you think, that seems kind of dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, the fact that if you're not, if you're not a bona fide major league prospect by the time you're 18 in Latin America, then you're old and over the hill.
Yeah.
I was like, so the Astros are like, well, wait a second. Why should I care? We're drafting 22-year-olds out of college, but somehow Framber Valdez has to be a finished product when he's 17.
Yeah.
Or Christian Javier or anybody else like that. And I would extend it on to guys like Sean Dubin or Ryan Gusto. Those guys are late bloomers. And I think the Astros operate on a different timeline, and they understand that, man, some guys are fully developed adults at the age of 17. Other guys have a much longer buildup ramp, and they're able to get the most out of their minor leaguers, partly just because I think they're committed to genuinely improving guys at every level. And they've got a much more cohesive program in terms of what they're teaching at each level of the minors, that they get they squeeze the absolute most juice out of all their prospects.
Yeah.
So that's why the Dodgers, this is the hazards of overspending. I mean, the Dodgers have won a couple World Series. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. It works. It can work both ways. But like the Astros just do more with less than some of the other extremely high spending
clubs.
It's
what makes the whole medical thing going on right now with the team so absurd in a way. Like this is an organization that is so good at most things, like really, really good. If you had 10 boxes you need to check, they're amazing at 9 of them. And yet I knew when I left here, Seth, I was saying to Amy, I'm like, okay, so how many misdiagnosed injuries do you think the Astros will have? Well, while I'm gone. I'm like, oh, just two. You know, Jordan's going to be out a little. Jordan, just a couple of days after Dana Brown, and this is not me throwing Dana Brown under the bus. He's put in an unenviable situation of having to be the person speaking on all these injuries with no medical background. But I can't believe anything on any of these injuries.
Well, Jordan, at least, though, it doesn't feel like they're hiding anything. I mean, Jordan was progressing, and then he had a setback.
And he had a setback, yeah.
Jake Myers, all of a sudden, he having calf discomfort is the thing that's freaking me out.
Yeah.
Because the Christian Harris calf discomfort that lasted an entire season. And on into OTAs so far.
Well, like, and the Pena, the rib being a fracture happened while I was gone. And I was like, I was not joking when I said over under a number of fractured ribs, 2.5.
Did you even get any pushback from that when some people were telling you that you're being overly negative?
A little, because there's always going to be that fringe. Yes, a little bit.
Well, yeah, they're just psychotic and ignorant.
Yeah.
If you haven't paid attention to the Astros, then yeah, you might not fear broken ribs when Jeremy Pena gets hit.
The medical thing is just, it's so wild to me. Like, and you and I haven't even touched on, like, you know, bringing pitchers back. Like, they've been horrible bringing pitchers back. It's like they're this incredibly hot chick who you're looking at like from behind and you're like, wow, that's pretty good. And then she turns around and her teeth looks like she could eat corn on the cob through a tennis racket or something like that.
I think it's more secretive than that, though. It's more like she turns around and she's still absolutely perfect. She makes great conversation and everything.
And she breathes. She gets close to her.
You go to get an apartment together and you realize that her credit rating is like a 400.
Okay, yeah.
There's something, you got to wait a while to figure it out. And you're like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Despite
having a good job and everything else, she's just, she's got creditors all over town.
And
your
like
phone
us,
never stops ringing.
And like us, you put up with it for a little while because everything else is so good.
Yeah.
We've put up with this for a long time, Astros, but you are winning World Series every 5 years or so. So that's, we'll put up with it. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. We've got headlines to get to. We'll circle back to the Astros. If you're just getting in your car, you're with us this week. It's a big vacation week, so if you're with us and you're up with us, check in with us on the text page. 713-572-4610 is the text page to check in. Lot to get to. We'll do Acknowledge Me at 720 today on the show here. 713-572-4610. All right, headlines.
I can't wait until the Pettycast. All these
tomorrow,
like,
I know.
The Dodgers and the Yankees and everybody else.
It's going to be a good Pettycast this week for sure. That'll be tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I'm going to do 5 things I learned in Jamaica at 9 o'clock today, Seth. I think these are good things. Yeah.
Excited about that, too.
9 o'clock today, so circle it, people. Give yourself a reminder as you're sitting in your office or your cubicle to tune in at 9 o'clock today. Actually, stay tuned all morning long. We'll do headlines up next. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.